Hello. Now, you don't know me, but I need to tell you something very important. You see, the thing is, the thing is, just 1 second. I just need to stop it. Stop it. No. That was not the agreement. No. Just stop. Sorry. Sorry about that. I'm not crazy. I was just talking to I need to tell you something, and it's just, I don't care if they're cute. Stop it. We had an agreement. I'm doing it. Sorry. It's, just, you know. Hi. I've already done that bit, haven't I? I've just been thrown off because I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here because I don't want any of this because, you know what? I was happy with being ordinary. I liked being ordinary. It was boring. It was, oh, I miss being boring and ordinary. I really do. I didn't want any of this seeing ghosts. And I mean, I'm not seeing ghosts. I mean, yes, I am. I see ghosts and they're very chatty. I mean, they're super chatty. You wouldn't think they would be so chatty, but they are. They never, ever shut up. Just always with the yap yap. It's infuriating. And I'm so sorry. Just excuse me for 1 second. Look, I can see that they're cute. They're really cute, but that doesn't mean I'm asking them out because they probably think I'm crazy. Sorry. I was talking to a ghost. You know, you seem pretty okay with this. I mean, I'm a crazy girl who's walked up to you and started talking to a ghost. Actually bickering with a ghost, and you're pretty chill about it. Oh, you've been experiencing a lot of strange things recently. Me too. Like a ghost corgi. I mean, it's not a ghost corgi, it's a ghost corgi. And, yeah, apparently, well, there's no real, I mean, yes, I'm getting to it, Portly. Shut up. Sorry, it's just, he was never this vocal when he was alive. Oh, he used to be my corgi. I mean, technically, he's still my corgi. I mean, he's my ghost corgi now. And I really never ever saw myself saying that. Sorry, it's been a very strange few weeks. And, yes, I know, Portly. Sorry, he's just very insistent because apparently the fate of the world rests on me telling you this. You are the chosen one. And you need to be late for work. I said you need to be late for work. Well, apparently if you're on time, big bad things happen. But if you're late and you aren't at work this morning, and maybe also not this afternoon, just to be safe, apparently we don't all die, which is, you know, great. What are the bad things that happen? Something very bad and biscuit related. Apparently. Though, I mean, I'm not exactly sure if it will be biscuit related. I just think that's his main point of focus. And yes, he is a ghost giving us dire warnings from the afterlife, but he's still a fat corgi. No, you're not fat. But Portly, you're not fat. No, Portly, you're not fat. You're fluffy. You're very fluffy. Yes, I love you very much. You want me to what? I can't. No, don't pout. Okay, I'm rubbing your belly, and this is so strange. This is so strange. Okay, good dog. Yes, you're a very good boy. Very good boy. And you're laughing at me. You're laughing at me because crazy girl who's just told you. Oh, you're laughing at me because you think I'm cute. Oh, really? Wow, you must have really had some strange things happen to you this week. So, all you have to do to not meet a biscuity fate is be late for work. So, would I like to go for tea? You mean now, but aren't you on the way to work? Which is a point. That is a very good point. You need to be late, so yes, I would love to go for one second. Shut up, Portly! Stop it. Ghost corgis. Just oh. It's I'm not kissing them. I would kiss you. You need to buy me a cup of tea first. Before what? Okay. Yeah. It's a date. And good. So we'll just go for tea and kissing. I mean maybe kissing after tea. If you like. Great. So we should just, you know, no, you're not coming. Oh no, you're not. I was talking to Portly. Well, I just thought it would be a bit awkward having a ghost corgi. Oh, great. No. That would be really nice. I mean, we could give him a biscuit. I mean, maybe we could kill the biscuit and then he could have the ghost biscuit. I'm not quite sure how it works. But he likes that idea, so yes. Come on, Portly. Come on. Sorry, just 1 second. Okay, Portly, you were right. You were right, and you're a very, very good boy. Yes, you were. Okay, come on. Sorry, he's just a ghost. It really has been a strange couple of weeks, just so